Lesson from last Sunday. We've been talking about the new birth, and right now we're just focusing a little bit on where belief comes into play, or faith comes into play, when in terms of you receiving from Jesus. From your handouts on last week, you saw that you must believe in order to receive. You cannot receive anything from the Lord if you do not believe. In order for you to receive anything from Jesus, you must believe him first. Hebrews 11:6 says that, without faith, it is impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a what? A rewarder of those that do what? Diligently seek him. So you must believe Jesus in order to receive something from Jesus. Now, this morning, I want to go over to the book of Luke, chapter number 24. Now, this 24 is a passage that makes reference to the resurrection of Jesus. Now, Jesus told his disciples, as well as all of the people that were around him during teaching times, that he was going to die. He told him, he said, you destroyed this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it back up again. So he told them that he was going to die and get out of the grave or come back to life. And that's the resurrection. The resurrection is Jesus taking something that was dead and bringing it back to life. And he did that with his own body. His own body was dead, but he brought his body back to life. And that's why he told Lazarus' sister, when Lazarus' sister was mourning over her brother's death, he told her, just believe. Do you believe you'll see your brother? And she said, yes, Lord, I believe I'll see him in the resurrection. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection. So what does that mean? Jesus is the one that brings that which was dead back to life. We were all dead. We were all dead because we were born in the state of the condition of sin. Sin's wage is death. So we were all born dead. Say, Elder Scudder, but I was breathing. I celebrate a birthday. You're celebrating physical life. But you and I are dead spiritually. We are dead because we are born in the state or the condition of sin. And as a result of us being born in sin, we need Jesus to bring us back to life. Adam gave life up, and we need Jesus to bring us back to life, to restore what Adam lost. And that's why Jesus said when he came here, he said, I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Now, in this 24th passage of Luke, again, this is a recording or a record on the resurrection of Jesus. Now remember, the people still think Jesus is dead. The people are not expecting Jesus to come back to life. They let death cause them to become unbelievers. Everybody understood that? They allowed death to cause them to become an unbeliever. Jesus had already told them, I am going to get back up out of the grave. But what did they allow death to do? Cause them to become an unbeliever. Now, if you look at chapter number 24, starting at verse number 10 and 11, it says, it was Mary Magdalene, right? And Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. What things? That Jesus was alive. They went down to see Jesus, to anoint his or bring spices for his body. They were not expecting him to be alive. You say, Elder Scudder, well, how do you know they weren't expecting? Because they wouldn't have been bringing no dead spices if they were expecting him to be alive. They were looking to find Jesus still dead. Even though Jesus told them that I am going to get up out of the grave, right? Seemed like to me if they believed that, they would have stood right there at the tomb waiting. Making sure that they were not going to miss that, right? Miss that event. That's why as nobody but the Lord can tell us, the saints, you need to be anticipating the rapture. Why do I need to anticipate it, Jesus? Because you don't want to miss that event. Why? Because it's going to happen in the moment and the twinkling of an eye. If you miss it, you're going to be left. And if you're going to be left, the only thing you can do about it is talk about it. You don't want to talk about the rapture. You want to be a part of it. You want to actually experience Jesus bringing a change in your life. I want to actually experience Jesus bringing me from out of my old body into a new body, a glorified body, right? That's the truth. So these women were going down to look at a dead body. And when they got there, the scripture says that, verse number 5. Yeah.
Bowed down their faces to earth.
Yes.
And said unto them,
why? That's the truth. That's why you just can't go anywhere. You just can't go anywhere and expect to find life. Especially if you know somebody say, well, I go to this church, but is life at that church? Is life there? Oh, yeah, we talk about Jesus, but just talking about Jesus ain't good enough. You need to know life is there. And when I'm talking about life, I'm talking about resurrecting power. I'm talking about Jesus bringing that which was dead back to life. And you can't have that happen unless you experience salvation. Jesus told Nicodemus he had to be born again. In other words, he had to be brought back to life. Born again. Nicodemus was dead in trespasses and in sin. And Jesus had to bring Nicodemus back to life. That's why he told Nicodemus, except or unless a man is born again, he cannot see nor can he enter into the kingdom of God. How can he be born again? He must be born of both water and spirit. Water, being born again of water and spirit, is resurrecting power. When you go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ, it is for the remission or for the removal of sin. Sin's wage is death. In other words, if I don't get sin removed, I still got death on me. I can't talk about I'm in the place of life. No way in the world you could talk about the place that you at is the place of life and you're still walking around in sin. If the person preaching to you, if the person teaching you, if the person that is guiding you, leading you, instructing you, has not gone down in water in the name of Jesus Christ, they are still in their sin. Sin has not been removed from them. And if sin hasn't been removed from them, this question is very relevant. This question is very significant. It is asking you that want to live, why are you seeking life around dead stuff, right? That's the truth. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Huh? That's the truth. Jesus is life. Why are you trying to find life and you already know the place you at is death? You know you see sin. You know you see people practicing sin. You know you see people living up under the control of sin. So why are you still seeking life and you know it's nothing there but death? But I have a good time there. I'm trying to tell you it's still death. Sodom and Gomorrah, to them, it was a good time. But when the judgment came, it was nothing there but death. Huh? You got to pull the covers off of this stuff and see really what is the true value of it. Why are you still seeking life when you know it's nothing there but death, right? That's the truth. If there's no Jesus, there is no life. Now, if there's no Jesus there, ain't no life there. There's no life to be experienced. We see Elder Scudder, they talk about Jesus. They're preaching about Jesus. But look at them. Do you see Jesus' power there? Are you seeing people living up under the control of the resurrection? Do you see people glad to be alive? I mean glad to be alive. When people are glad, you don't have to coach them. You don't have to pay them. I don't have to pay people to praise the Lord. Why? Because they're alive. When you're glad to be alive, you praise Him. We don't have to practice life. We say we're going to come in here and practice how to praise Jesus. Nah, when you got life and you glad, that praise is instantaneous. Huh? We have become so sophisticated, so entertainment driven, that we think we have to have the best sound quality, the best singers, the best entertainers. We have to pay people in order to perform for us. Huh? Ain't no power in none of that. No power in none of that. When you get the resurrecting power of Jesus, when Jesus brings you that were dead back to life, there's nothing more sweet. There's nothing more precious than the sound of someone that was dead but is alive now. There's nothing more precious than hearing that kind of soul shout hallelujah. There's nothing more precious than hearing that soul say thank you, Jesus. Why? Because you know it's genuine. You know it's real. You know that they're not performing or putting on a show. They're really sincerely thanking Jesus for bringing them back to life, right? That's the truth. That's the truth. That's why I say you got to be careful. You can't go seeking life where you know this place represents death. Huh? It's under the influence of death. That's the truth. When you got to pay the folk, they're under the influence of death. They're becoming a part of a system that does not promote life. An economic system. Huh? That's the truth. That's why Jesus told them when they came into his house. He said, you turn my house into a den of thieves and a house of merchandise. Just because we're not selling eggs and fish or chicken does not mean you're not a house of merchandise. When your driving force is that dollar, you are a house of merchandise. You are still a den of thieves. Why? Because you don't care about the souls of the people. You don't care about the people coming to know life. Jesus said you're trying to charge folk for something that is given to you freely. Huh? He gave us the message of salvation freely. How can I charge you a penny for something that Jesus gave his life for, right? You are nothing more than a house of merchandise. Huh? That's all you are. You're trying to figure out how you can make a dollar off of Jesus, right? Shame on you. Lord said, you've made my house a den of thieves and a house of what? Merchandise. And my house should be called what? A house of prayer. A place for you and I to come in and communicate. Huh? That's why I don't understand it. How can you call yourself a church and you don't have no prayer services? And then the question is, what are you doing your prayer services? You say, well, we're in here talking to Jesus. How are you talking to Jesus? According to the script, say anything you want out of heaven, you've got to use his name. You've got to keep on invoking the name of Jesus until the Lord rains down power from on high, till he allows that soul to cross from death unto life. Until you experience resurrecting power, you keep on calling on the name Jesus until he brings you life, right? That's the truth. That's the best way to communicate with the Lord. You don't want to get so drawn up and be trying to draw nigh to Jesus with your lips, but you want your whole heart to be into it. You want to call Jesus from that inner man. You want to invoke Jesus' name from that inner man. There's got to be a desperation. There's got to be an understanding. Jesus, I believe in the power of your name. I believe that when I'm calling on your name, that is the only source of life. Huh? That's the truth. You got to know that. And you can't let the devil try to drag you away from that. You got to stay focused that the name of Jesus is the source of life. And whenever the devil tries to throw stuff in your way, you say, that's the God of this world. And the God of this world is trying to blind my mind. He sees that I believe in Jesus, and he don't want me to be a believer. Why don't he want you to be a believer? Because he don't want the light of the glorious gospel of Christ to get in my heart, right? He don't want that light to get inside your heart. He wants it to stay out of you, right? And he knows if it stays out of you, it ain't going to do you no good. But once that light get inside of you, I don't have to coach you to praise him. Huh? I don't have to coach you to be grateful to Jesus. Why? Because all you do is start to think about what you were. You start to think about the times past. Huh? Saints always got a testimony. The saints always have a testimony. Why? Because they think about in times past. I did not have a mind to serve the Lord. I did not have a mind to praise Jesus. Talk about, can you sing? Can I sing? You don't sound like you can sing. It ain't about what I sound like. It's about what I want to tell Jesus. I want to tell him, I thank him. I thank you, Jesus, for bringing me back to life, right? Did not know life without outside of you. And I thank him. I thank him for bringing me back to life. I thank him for allowing me to know him in the power of the resurrection. Huh? That's what Paul said. I want that I may know him. I don't know all I need to know yet. I understand. I'm still waiting for some more from Jesus. Saints, that's truth. You that have received the Holy Ghost, you don't know it all yet. You're still waiting to receive some more from Jesus. What more do you need to know? You're still in a dead body. And therefore, since you and I are in a dead body, we need resurrecting power all day long. Let this dead body overcome me. I don't want this dead body to overcome me. Why? Because Jesus gave me life. Jesus gave me the power of life, right? Every time you get sick, every time you find yourself in pain, that ain't nothing but your dead body trying to bring your mind into captivity to the law of sin and death. But you say, I thank Jesus. He gave me the victory over this, right? That's the truth. I don't care how bad you feel. The Lord gave you the victory over this. He gave you the victory over this dead body. And you need to walk and talk like you got a reason to praise him, right? That's the truth. The world ain't got no reason to praise him. But I got a reason. Why? Because the Lord gave me life, right? Lord gave me life. World don't want to praise him. That's why I love that song. That sister sang that song. Yes, I'll praise him. Don't you let the devil take your praise away from Jesus. Yes, I will praise him. Huh? Yeah, sometimes you will feel bad. But you can't let this body hold you back. Yes, I will praise him, right? Long as I live, I praise him. That's the truth. Why? Because he brought me into life. Huh? Didn't have life. Not in this flesh. Not in this body. The Lord brought my soul alive. Brought the real me alive. The real me is not carried on through life by the stuff. The real me is not carried. The real me don't get overjoyed about stuff. Real me just learns to appreciate the simple things in life. Just what are you talking about, simple things? Just being able to say and sit with the saints? See the saints smile? I don't like to see the saints sad. I don't like to see no sad saints. Because that let me know something is wrong. Something is wrong. You don't know Jesus like you need to know Jesus. I'm not telling you every now and then a little sad thought don't come across your mind. But you need to snap yourself out of that. You need to say, the Lord done delivered me. Ain't nowhere in the world I'm going to let this body hold me back. I don't care what's going on. Sit down and get your mind on Jesus. Huh? Say, my body's hurting. Sit down and put your mind on Jesus. Huh? That's the truth. Put your mind on the Lord. Get your mind off of your pain. And put your mind on the life giver. The one that brought your body back to life. Huh? Oh, yeah. We were all dead. According to the scripture, in trespass and in sin. But he has quickened us. In other words, that word quickened means he has made us alive. He has brought us back to life by not our power, but the power that is in his name. Huh? Ain't nothing like getting your mind on Jesus and calling on the name of Jesus. and him quickening your mortal body to let you know I brought your dead body back to life, right? Huh? That's why I love that Lewis question. Why are you seeking the living amongst the dead, right? You know ain't nobody around you alive. You know they're not pushing a message of life. Huh? You say, well, I just gotta, but they trying. You ain't nothing trying about this. When you are on your deathbed, you don't need nobody to be trying. Huh? I don't want nobody to be trying to figure out what to do. That's why you don't put your confidence in no doctors. Your confidence got to be in the life giver. You and I need to learn that when we get ourselves at death's door, we need to go and consult the life giver. We need to go before the Lord in prayer and say, Jesus, is this my time? Huh? Jesus, am I everything that I need to be? Jesus, have I finished the work that you have given me to do? If this is not it, Jesus, give me a little bit more time. Huh? A little bit more time to do what? Pray. To get my soul right. Huh? Lest I cross over into judgment and you say, depart from me. I never known you, right? I don't want the Lord to tell me that. I want the Lord to be merciful and gracious towards me. Huh? As Hezekiah said, you will turn your face to the wall and ask the Lord, give me a little bit more time to get my soul where it needs to be at. And if I am where I need to be at, Jesus, if you're through using me in this body, amen. To be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. And when I get in the presence of the Lord, that's when I'm just going to be there praising him. Praising him and waiting. Huh? Praising him and waiting for my glorified body. Huh? My glorified body for what? So I can have new hands and new feet. Huh? New hands to do what? New hands to clap for Jesus. New feet to shout for Jesus. Sam, you ain't never shouted before a day in your life. But in that new body, the Lord is going to put a song of praise inside of me. He's going to put a rhythm inside of me. And I'm going to be in sync with the heavenly host. And the heavenly host praise him, right? I don't want the Lord to think I don't want to praise him. I want to praise him, right? That's true. That's true. So I can't be seeking life around death. Say, Elder, why don't you go to the casino? Because I can't seek life around death. Huh? Does that make sense? Why don't you go to the club? I can't seek life around. You already know they're all about death. You know that. How do you know it? Go to your times past. Don't try to wonder what's going on behind closed doors. You were in there. You all had your conversations in times past, right? Don't forget it. You walked according to the course of this world. Huh? Under the power and the influence. Huh? Of who? That wicked one. Huh? You were by nature the children of wrath. Huh? That's why saints don't fight. Oh no, saints don't pick up their fists and fight. Why? Because we were the children of wrath. The Lord brought us out of fighting. He made you a peacemaker. Huh? Oh yes, he did. How did he do it? He made you to be humble. When he gave you the Holy Ghost, he gave you a humble spirit. A humble spirit is a low spirit. A low mind frame, right? I'm not saying that old man don't try to rise up. But when you feel him rise up, you keep your mouth shut. Huh? You say, it's best for me to be quiet. Huh? Why? Because you know you. You don't try to wonder what you're going to say. You know what you're going to say. And you need the Lord to give you the power to overcome that, right? Therefore, keep your mouth shut, right? Keep your mouth with a bridle while that wicked person is in front of you. But ask the Lord to temper my lips. Huh? Temper means that I can to control it so that I can say what I need to say. So that I can let my yea be yea. In other words, when I say yes, let me mean yes. And when I say no, let me mean no. When you say no, you can't participate. No, I can't do that. No, I can't wear that. You need to mean it. Huh? You need to say it with confidence, right? No, that thing don't represent me, right? That is not who I want to be. That is not who Jesus has called me to be. Right? And say it with confidence. Let the devil see you shaky. And he said, oh, you ain't real sure. You ain't certain about that thing. Let me tempt you a little bit more. And you be wondering, why am I keep going through the same thing? This thing is beating you up, wearing you out. It's because you haven't said it confidently. The devil realized you haven't really made up your mind. You really don't want to live for Jesus. You done gave a hopeless creature hope. Satan is a hopeless creature. And you done gave him hope. Hope in what? Hope in your soul. He thinks that he can make a victim out of you. And you don't want the devil to get no hope. Not when it concerns your soul. I don't want the devil to look at me and say there's hope for me. Not in his book. I don't want the devil to look at me and say there's hope. No. Not in your book. I don't want to belong to you. There is no hope when it comes to your story, Satan. Huh? He said, this may be a chance. No. You will not get me. I made up my mind. You will not get me. That's how you have to move, with confidence. And when you're not confident like that, you need to ask the Lord to help you. Jesus, help me to be confident that when I say yes to you, Jesus, I mean it. And when I say no to Satan, I mean it. And there is no chance of me going back on my promise that I made to you, Jesus. Right? That's the truth. So don't seek life around death. Huh? Whether it be in a church, whether it be around your family. Don't seek life around death. That's what the question was asked. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Why are you looking for Jesus in the place of death? Huh? Isn't that something? This ain't no new thing. They've been doing this since the resurrection. They've been trying to seek life around death. Say, oh, maybe because the place got some drums and they singing a song like we sing, that there's got to be some life there. No, ain't no life there. Ain't no life there because ain't no Jesus there. The person preaching to you don't have no Holy Ghost. So how in the world can he point you to Jesus? Huh? If he ain't got no Holy Ghost, you know the Holy Ghost when you feel it. You know the Holy Ghost when you see it. Jesus is a righteous spirit. He's not a sometimey shaky spirit. He is a righteous spirit, meaning he does things the right way. Huh? That's the truth. And you want the Holy Ghost, you're saying, Lord, I want a righteous spirit inside of me. I want to do things the right way. Huh? That's why you got to have that mind frame, no more I. But it's the way you want it to be done, Jesus. Not my will, but let your will be done, Jesus. Teach me. Huh? That's the truth. Teach me, Lord Jesus. Teach me how to pray. Teach me what to say. Teach me how to look. Teach me how to behave myself. Huh? You got to have that kind of mind frame. You got to ask the Lord to let the Lord know, Lord Jesus, I'm your student. Huh? Meaning I need you to teach me. Huh? That's the truth. I don't want to ever go before the Lord as though I'm going to tell him how to do this thing. I don't know the way I should take. All I know, Jesus, you are my light. And if you guide me, I will follow, right? That's true. Come on. Why seek ye the living amongst the dead, right? Where's Jesus? That's how you got to go in and say, oh, I got to go. Why are you leaving? Because Jesus is not here. And if Jesus is not here, I don't need to be here. Huh? That's true. That's all I want from there. But he is what? He is risen. He is risen, right? The Lord, in other words, the Lord came back to life. How can he do that? Because he is life. Verse number 7, what does it say there? Isn't that right? That's how you need to know. When you are around sinful people, the only thing they know to do is be about death. Huh? They look like death. Huh? Even though we went to the park and we had a nice time, we had reminders all around us. Huh? That these people were living up under the control of death. Huh? And we ought not to look at it as though it is attractive to us. Huh? That's the truth. You can't do that. You have to make up your mind that this represents death. Huh? And these people are walking around under the influence of death. Sin's got a hold on their mind. They look like that. They talk like that because they're up under the control of death. Huh? And we need to know that these are sinful people. Huh? That's why we can't be shocked when we hear them, when we see them, when we feel them. Sometimes you feel stuff. You say, it don't feel right. Don't be shocked. You got to say, we got to get out of here. Why do you got to get out? Because Jesus is not here. And if Jesus is not here, death is here. And I did not come to die. I came to live, right? That's the truth. I didn't come to die. I came to live. The scripture said they said he is not here. Said, did you know that Jesus was delivered unto sinful men? To be what?
To be crucified.
In other words, to be put to death. As sometimes you be wondering, why do these sinners seem like they're attacking me? They're attacking you for a reason. They're trying to put you to death. Y'all understand that? That's what Brother Jones said. Why are people bothering me? Why don't you just leave me alone? And it's the truth. You say that every now and then. Folk be trying to attach themselves to you, and you realize they don't mean you no good. And you be saying to yourself, why don't you just go on and leave me alone? But you got to understand, you ain't no different than Jesus was. They got a purpose. What is their purpose? They're trying to crucify you. Huh? Crucify means to put you to death. They're trying to put you to death. One writer said, you are counted like the sheep for the slaughter. They're trying to put you to death. Huh? But that's why you need the power of life inside of you. So that no matter how much they attack you, it's as though Jesus revives you. Huh? In other words, he brings you back to life. Why do you do that? Because he gave me his name. The more they attack, the more I call Jesus. The more I invoke his name, right? Why I invoke his name? Because he is my ability to rise again. Huh? And I think that's in the Fisher. One of them had that scripture on there. I think I gave it to you all. One of them Sunday messages. Where it said, they laugh at me. Huh? They put me to mock. And they looked at me as though I was dead. Huh? But I had to remind myself, I shall rise again. Huh? Huh? That's the truth, saints. I don't care how bad they put you down. You got to have it inside of you. Because I have Jesus, I am not going to die. I shall rise again. Huh? Come on, they point that gun at you and pull the trigger. And you sit there gasping for life. You got to know for confidence, I'm not dead. Why? Because I got Jesus. I am asleep. And when he calls, I'm going to get up again, right? That's true. I have a heart attack. My heart stopped beating. I have a stroke. Huh? I have an aneurysm. All of these things threaten my physical life. Huh? But the Lord told me, don't you have confidence in this flesh. Huh? Don't you be overtaken by what happens in this flesh. Just make sure your soul is right. Huh? And if your soul is right, you are going to fall asleep. What do you mean fall asleep? You shall rise again. Huh? You can't say that about everybody. Huh? You may have some family members that did not have Jesus. Don't try to shuffle them into this. They are dead. Y'all understand that? They are dead. Why? Because they died in sin. But don't you be like them. Huh? Oh no, don't you be like them. You make sure when you stop breathing, you fall asleep. Why? Because you want the Lord to get you back up again, right? So that scripture can come to life. Where it says what? I shall rise again. Huh? Huh? That's the truth. That's the truth. Come on, read me a little bit more. And they did what? They remembered his word. Isn't that something? This is why you need to stay around the saints. Because the saints will bring these things to your remembrance. Jesus will use the saints to say something, to sing something that's going to strike up your memory. And then when it strike up your memory, it'll put some praise down inside of you. You'll say, oh yeah, the Lord did this for me. Huh? Oh yeah, I remember when I was just, oh thank you, Jesus. If you're listening. If you're paying attention, it'll strike something inside of them. And just like it did with them. Say, when they said this, they said they remembered his words. Huh? They remembered his words and did what? In other words, they stopped hanging around the place of death. Huh? The sepulchre was the place of death. They stopped hanging around the place of death and they went out of it running. Went out of it running. We have been running out of here witnessing, testifying, excited about Jesus. Huh? Oh, yes, they did. They went out there and said they returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the leaven and to all the rest. And it was who? Mary? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. That's true. That's what I want you to understand. That's how you can tell when you're talking to an unbeliever versus a believer. When you're talking to a believer, what you say don't seem idle. But when you're talking to an unbeliever, what you're saying is idle speech. In other words, it's hard to comprehend. It's a bunch of hocus pocus. Huh? Man, this message ain't no hocus pocus. This ain't no fantasy. This ain't no fairy tale. This is life. Huh? Oh, yeah. Me talking about Jesus getting up out the grave is life. Huh? Me talking about the devil is out here trying to steal, kill, and destroy you is life, right? Me telling you got to be born again is life. Me telling you you got to live holy and sanctified is life. Me telling you you need to learn how to treat everybody right. That's life. If you don't do it, your life depends on it. Huh? You're going to end up dying when you could have been living. All because you took these words and viewed them as being what? Idle. That's the truth, saints. You don't want nothing I'll be preaching to be just going around all day. I'm just kind of just talking. He rambling. Huh? Nah, you better not do that. These words is something for you to live off of. You need to hang these words up in your closet. In the closet of your memory. Because one day you're going to need to pick up that word. And you're going to have to draw off of that word. Huh? That word will keep you from falling. Huh? That word will keep you from falling. It will present you faultless. Hmm? Jesus said, if you reject this word going to come back and judge you in the end. Huh? That's what happened when you look at this word as though it is what? Idle. Huh? That's right. They were telling them Jesus was alive. It wasn't, come on, saints. It wasn't something they made up. It wasn't something that they just pulled out of the air. Jesus had already told them this before. All they were doing was repeating what Jesus had already told them. They went from hearing it to actually seeing it. That's what you've got to do. You got to look at this word in faith. What are you talking about, Elder Scudder? You just can't hear it. You need to see the Lord performing it. When I tell you the Lord is going to give your loved ones a mind to be saved, you can't just hear it, but you got to actually see it. In other words, you got to see their bodies walking up in here. You got to see them walking down this aisle. Saying yes to the Lord. What must I do to be saved? You got to see them tarrying at the altar with their hands lifted up, calling on the name of Jesus. You got to see you sitting beside them, saying, call them. Call them with everything inside them. You got to see Jesus move on them and see you get excited. Huh? You got to see them come through with the Holy Ghost, right? That's faith. Faith is the substance of things what hope for. The evidence of things what? But when you an unbeliever, it's idle. He said you got to fast for them. Oh, Elder Scott, I done fasted last week. And they still ain't got no mind to be saved. It's idle. You don't want the Lord's word to be idle. You got to believe this thing. You got to say, Jesus, even though I can't see it, I know if you said it, it's going to come to pass. Huh? Isn't that the truth? Lord, you said it. And that's all I need. Is that you said you would do this. Therefore, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to thank you. I'm going to believe when even every time, sometimes you see your children, see my devil to have them come before you, and you be praying hard, you think it's hope. You say, ooh, maybe they're getting better. Then you see them come before you, and they may be drunk. You say, oh, Lord, they done went down in the pit some more. I say, my prayers and my fasting brought them out a little bit. Now they done went, seem like they just dropped the rope and went all the way down to the bottom. Huh? But who got to believe? You got to believe in them. You got to believe in them, and you got to pray them right on out of that pit. You got to say, Jesus, just say, go lay down. Go lay down, and while they laying down sleep, that's when you got to get to working. And I mean, take that oil and anoint them. And I mean, lay your hands on them and call them by, call Jesus by his name. I mean, cry with tears. That's if you want them saved. If they mean that much to you, you got to do that. And don't you get up till you get some excitement. Excitement for what? You can even feel resurrecting power. You need to feel that power from Jesus come through your body and say, I'm able to bring them back to life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm able to bring that which was dead back to life, right? That's true. These sisters only went there to tell them what they saw. Huh? To share with them that Jesus kept his word. Huh? That's all they did. They weren't going there talking about nothing else. They only had a happy, positive message. They had no sad news. They had good news. What good news? Jesus is alive. He's not dead. He's alive. He keeps his word, right? But what did it sound like to them? Idle words. Is that what it say? It sounded like what? Idle words. And what did they do? That's the truth. That's why I say, saints, I don't care what you say. You can't make no believer out of nobody. Only one you can make a believer out of is yourself. And you got to walk around as though you know what you're saying is right. Huh? I don't care. You may have unbelievers in your home, but you need to walk around like you know what is right. Huh? That's the truth. You can't let them make you feel like what you do, you don't know what you're talking about. You know what the Lord did for you. And I ain't going to let, because you ain't experienced it. You don't know nothing about it. I'm not going to let your ignorance mess my knowledge up. I know the power of the resurrection. I know what Jesus is able to do for you. Huh? That's true. I know what the Lord is able to do for you if you just do what? If you just believe him. Huh? And it's so much so that even when the Lord came around them, they still were struggling to believe. Huh? The Lord Jesus himself drew near to them. According to verse number 15. Verse number 15 said, Jesus himself. That's why I'm trying to tell you. Don't you think because you're witnessing, you're going to be able to do nothing. If the Lord himself, I'm talking about God himself, coming in their midst, did not change their idle attitude. Who do you think you are? If Jesus wasn't able to do it, y'all see it right here. Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were what? Holding. That they should do what? Isn't that something? That's how when you know the devil got control of your mind. Even when you see the power of the Lord working. And you still can't see Jesus. Next verse. He went from letting himself be seen to now letting himself be heard. He said unto them,
what manner of communication are these that ye have one to another? As ye walk.
And there's something. These were supposed to be his disciples. But how were his disciples? They're walking around sad. Huh? I'm trying to tell you a thing. Don't you look like this. Don't let the enemy blind your mind to be acting like this. Lord brought you back to life. You ought to be happy. You should be walking around sad. You walk around sad, that means you ain't calling Jesus enough. You need to pray to the Lord, give you a mind. It was, they say, bring that sadness out of you. Huh? Because this ain't no day to be sad. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
Scripture says we ought to do what? Rejoice.
Yes.
And be what? Glad in it, right?
Yes.
Why? Because he hath made it.
Yes.
You didn't make this day. He made it, right?
Right.
Read a little bit more.
And
one of them, whose name was Cleophas.
And one of them name was Cleophas.
Uh-huh.
Said unto him,
are you a stranger? Ain't that something? That's how you know when you different, you look different. Jesus looked different and he talked different. And what did they call Jesus? They said, first of all, when they was following Jesus, they were strangers. Now, because they got sad, and now that they became unbelievers, they started acting and thinking just like the sinners. Huh? See, that's what happened to you when you start hanging around folks you ain't got no business hanging around. You start to look and act just like them. You start to behave like they behave. You disassociate yourself from Jesus. And you don't want to do that, saints. Now, you all are reading this for yourselves, aren't you? That's why the Lord mean what he say when he say, come out from among them and be ye separate, to touch not the unclean thing. Why? Because what's going to happen to you when Jesus even comes in your midst and he starts talking to you and you start seeing him? You're going to look at Jesus as though he is a stranger. Huh? You don't need the Lord to be strange to you. I don't need the Lord to be strange to me. But look at what happened.
And he said, answering unto him, art thou only a stranger to Jerusalem? Hast not known these things which are come to pass there in these days?
But look at that. Look at how that devil, when he blind your mind. Look at what they say. I want you to pay attention to this thing now. First of all, let's see the facts. The facts are Jesus is alive.
Yeah.
But look at where they are. Jesus is still dead.
Right?
Right? Now, hold up. You say, I just got to, well, they didn't know it. Yes, they did.
Because
somebody told them Jesus was alive.
Right.
The women just got through telling you. Huh?
Yeah.
They didn't come back sad. They came back happy.
Right.
They said, he is alive.
Right.
Huh? Huh? That's what they say. He is alive. He is not dead. But their words sound what? Idle to them. Why? Because they done made it up in their mind. They were not going to believe him. We talked about Thomas, but they were just as guilty as Thomas was. Just as guilty. Just as guilty as that brother was. Come on. Read a little bit more.
And he said unto them,
what things? Tell me what you know.
Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty.
Isn't that sad? Look at all they could see is that Jesus was a prophet. Isn't that sad? They went from saying, Jesus, you are the Christ, to calling him a prophet. See how you mess around with that unbeliever? He'll mess your thinking up, won't he? He'll take away your full revelation. Here they said, Jesus, you are God. That was their belief. That was their understanding, that Jesus Christ is God. They went from calling him God to a mere prophet. You ain't no different than the Islam folk. Islam, the only way they see Jesus as a prophet, you downing them, but that's all they see him as. You ain't no different than they are. That's why the Lord asked you, why are you seeking life amongst the dead? Read a little bit more.
Mighty indeed,
yeah.
Before God and all the people.
Isn't that saying?
And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him.
And that stopped. They just stopped right there.
Right.
So what do they think Jesus is? They think he's dead.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad? He is talking to them, and they think he's dead.
Right.
Huh? Read the next verse.
Oh,
that's so sad. Isn't that so sad? That's so sad. If that don't look like the devil done took the air out your balloon, I don't know what does. We trusted in Jesus.
We trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed him.
They done lost that belief. Jesus.
And without all this, today
is the third day.
These things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it, even so as the women had said. But him they saw not.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said unto them, oh fool.
What did the Lord call them? I want y'all to have that highlighted in your book. I want you to have it highlighted in your book. How does Jesus feel when I allow the devil to backtrack my wisdom? Huh? To backtrack my knowledge. To backtrack my understanding. What does Jesus say about me? Jesus, isn't that something? Isn't that something? That's all I want. I'm going to stop right there. I just want y'all to see that. I want you all to see this. Don't you be like them. Don't be like them. Take Jesus at his word, saints. If he said it, if you say, oh, this God, I can't see it. Well, you need to pray. You need to call on the name of Jesus till he opens up your understanding. Till he allows you to move out of a heart of fear into a heart of faith. Faith is the substance of things what? Don't let the devil take away your hope in Jesus. That's what that song say. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his what? His righteousness. Song say, I dare not trust the sweetest frame. I don't care how that devil tries to set it up, how good it may look, do not trust it. But wholly, completely lean on who? On Christ, the solid rock I stand, right? All of the ground. Do y'all believe that, saints? No confidence in that other stuff. There's nothing sure about that other stuff. These are the things we have to keep before ourselves, saints. When we're talking about we want to receive from Jesus. You want something from the Lord. But you've got to do what? Believe him. And you cannot let the devil make you feel like what you want is impossible because you cannot see it. You got to keep on believing Jesus as though it is already in your hand, right? Even though you don't see it, you got to believe him, right? And do what you're supposed to do. Don't change your behaviors because you don't see it. They changed their behaviors all because they did not what? See it. They went from being glad about Jesus to walking around being what? Sad. You don't want to be that way. Somebody tell you the Lord is alive, you want to say amen. Jesus is alive. How do you know he's alive? Because he's alive in me. Huh? I don't got to worry about what you say. I know that the Lord is alive in me. When people walked up to me and said, I love what you say. Yeah, that's a beautiful. I say, thank you, Jesus. Why? Because I can. It's just not words on my shirt. It is my actual life. Huh? Isn't that the truth? It is my life. Jesus is my life. So you say, y'all going to go to church tomorrow? Yes, we are. We're going to be right here bright and early. You go, aren't you tired? Yes, I am tired. You mean you could say I could have stayed in the bed and slept just as long as you slept? But when I think about what the Lord has done for me, he told me to get up, arise, right? Get up out of the place of death. My bed is the place of death. Why? Because all my body does is sleep. Right? The Lord didn't say I come that you might sleep. He said I came that you might have what? Life. And that more abundantly. Everything dead, Jesus got up. He said, get up. Anything that was dead and couldn't walk, after Jesus got finished with him, he told them to get up. He didn't tell them to stay there and lay there and relax. He told them, no, get up. The fellow that couldn't walk no more after the Lord said, your feet are healed, get up. He said, take up your own bed now and do what? Walk. In other words, get to move. Lazarus, same thing. Jesus called Lazarus by his name. If Jesus was all right with Lazarus being in grave clothes, he would say, keep him wrapped up. Jesus said, loose him. Cut that stuff off of that brother. Right? That's the truth. Jairus' daughter, same thing. Lord Jesus went in there, rise up, get up. He said it in her own language. It just said, as they gave the interpretation, what did it mean, Lord? What does what that saying? What does that mean, Jesus? It means rise up. Get up, right? Ain't that the truth? That's true. Get up. Rise up. Rise up, saints. That's the truth, saints. I'm done. Trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against Jesus. We never want to be a place of death, especially when the Lord has come that we might have life.